Well, massively deflating. I'm embarrassed, frustrated, like everyone else. I'd suggest from Holger Osic right through the organisation, it was a complete pantsing at the hands of a French national team, which, it needs to be said, has been in its own state of disarray in recent times as well. It puts a measure of perspective on the performance. In a negative sense, it was a complete and utter disaster. And the debate very quickly moved from whether Holger is a good coach or a bad coach, because people will hold opinions on either side of the ledger. But his position has just become completely untenable. It seems as though the oxygen and spirit has been sucked out of this entire organisation. I think Holger's boot room is as culpable with this malaise, apart from, you know, one or two probably loyal lieutenants, as anyone. And the whole thing needs to be looked at very, very quickly. And FFA have done the only thing that was within their power to do at this point, and that is terminate Holger's position, which, as I said, just became totally untenable. As we sift through this wreckage, people are going to have to maintain some perspective on a few things, and Holger hasn't all of a sudden picked up a trident and developed horns out of his head. The point is, and I'm glad you raised how this has gone south so quickly. When Holger first, he's been in charge 3 years, you know, you could mount a, well, as long as I'm still drawing breath, I'm going to maintain that the first 18 months at least of his tenure really put life back into the Socceroos' cause. I mean, they made the World Cup under Pim Verbeek, but geez, it was dour. And when Holger came in, he really did reinvigorate, in my opinion, which I'll stand by fervently, you know, really strong. They had great performances in Europe. They made the final of the Asian Cup. They beat Germany away. And I'll just repeat that for people. In a friendly game, such as was the case this morning, Australia beat Germany away from home. That never happens to Germany. So in the space, in the intervening period, Australia has then gone to limp through Asia. It's been not a blowout, despite what the last two results would suggest. It's been a slow leak in confidence, in the supporting structures, in the methodology. It's been a slow leak. But that slow leak that was in the evident in the hole has just been burst open into a gaping wound, exposed so ruthlessly by Brazil and France. And it's got to the point where, as we sift through the wreckage and we look at Holger's balance sheet, and there's plenty on the plus side, in my opinion, but it all started to unravel and was so ruthlessly exposed, and now the position untenable.
Andy, the reality is we're now racing the ticking clock. We're 7 months out from the World Cup. Aurelio Wiedmaer's been announced that he'll take over for the Canada game. But what do they start to look at in terms of a manager and moving forward?
Well, you know, it's a test of David Gallop's leadership, and I've got a lot of faith in it. But they've got to look at this in one or two ways. Do we throw the bank at a stopgap to save face at the World Cup, indeed hope to go beyond saving face and qualify for the round of 16, which we did in 2006. And, you know, despite the doom and gloom of today, which is palpable and justified, a lot depends. Our fate in Brazil next year, is a lot of it's going to depend on the draw, which is in December. We don't know who our opponents are going to be. We might get an easier group than another team, and with a few things going our way, you could safely negotiate through to the round of 16. Now, that's not a nonsense statement. That is a very practical opportunity for us. FFA might put all their eggs in that basket and get a big-time coach on a high earn for a short period of time, like a Husit Inc., to try and save face on the global stage in Brazil next year. The alternative is that they go longer term, which is my preference, and they get someone in who can certainly do a patch-up job, but their brief is to patch up the cause for Brazil, but to look beyond then and start rebuilding the organisation, the organism that is the national teams unit, which is in atrophy. I don't think there's any other way of describing this, and this is over, above and around Holger Osic, not just the national coach. The national teams unit, in my opinion, on the evidence of the last two games and the slow leak that's been taking place for the last 6 months, is in atrophy.
Does someone like Ange Postecoglou's name now come to the front of mind, given he's had great success with Brisbane and, of course, now at the Melbourne Victory?
He's at the front of my mind.